This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Reno Collier calls in, plus Toilet Seat, Steve Ballmer, Cherry, and Poopers. It's all right after this.
Like we've got us a convoy.
Breaker, breaker, this is Intern Boy.
Hi, I'm Oliver Lang. The song Convoy is about two friendly trucker gentlemen from San Francisco who decide to join other fellow truckers for a cross-country trip. After breaking several state and federal laws, the convoy grows to over 1,000 strong. Though the song is inconclusive, we are led to believe that they were never apprehended by the many police and military authorities, which were pursuing them on the ground and in the air. This song single-handedly inspired thousands of CB radio purchases in the late 70s. While I do not personally condone such illegal behavior, I can appreciate the entertainment value that such a song provides. Oh, also there was a truck full of pigs, and it stunk real bad.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We said there was no sports this morning. We're a solid 85 minutes into sports.
We're going back to Ostend, Belgium, where a Belgian man sat on a toilet for nearly 5 days this week and tried to set a world record, but he failed. Jimmy Dufresne, the 48-year-old who's learning to be a bus driver.
Learning at 48?
That's what it says.
He's got the sitting part right.
Set himself a challenge.
It does take some skill to drive a bus, certainly, but I think by the time you're 48, you can do brain surgery at what, 30? Yeah. With proper training?
165 hours is the current record. He only managed 116.
But he's he's sitting on a toilet in a bar, but it's in the middle of the bar, and it's not
in the middle of the bar. He's wearing shorts and a T-shirt and flip-flops. And there's a toilet next to him with a rag in it. I'm not sure what's going on.
Is that the one that he was using?
And there's a bucket. Was he using two different ones? Was he going back and forth?
Shifting.
What's hanging out of the other toilet? What's the thing? Is that a rag?
Yeah, a towel. Maybe a T-shirt.
And he has sponsors.
Yeah.
Somebody sponsored his.
And all I can see are the letters AP.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what.
If CR is before them or.
He does have a sponsor. Some sort of home. It looks like some sort of home center.
Maybe they donated the toilet.
Hardware store.
We have guests in the studio. I want to explain to our guest, Reno Collier. He's not used to some of the stuff that happens in a radio station. As you know, we have certain sponsors. For example, Christy Lee is at the beautiful Navy Federal Credit Union news desk.
Yes, I am.
The aforementioned Omaha Steaks sports desk. We have the NutriChomps hotline. NutriChomps, the best way to give your dog treats, safest way. Talk to your vet about NutriChomps. But we're trying to sell the Sidekick desk.
Yeah,
for Josh Arnold. And I'm not kidding. We are actually speaking to a toilet manufacturer about having...
Oh, come on.
Good.
Like the Universal Rundle Sidekick desk.
Everybody needs a toilet.
But Josh would have to... Do the show sitting on a toilet.
The Kohler
My chair would be replaced with an actual...
And we can't do that.
It would not be plumbed, of course.
But he said his legs fall asleep.
Can I get a padded seat?
You can have a padded seat.
Otherwise, you'll be ripping me off the thing like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon 2.
Have they made any advances in the padded toilet seat? Because I used to have one a long time ago, and it was
sit on it, it goes.
They went
and
away.
Like and then they wood. Crack, and then they and then bite they, you.
Yes, yeah.
And the stuffing comes out of them, and
oh, they'll pinch you.
They're not very hearty.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that Chick and I noticed one day, we were I forget how we had it. But we had this catalog of toilets, and think about it; it's like everything else. They have to name them.
Yeah.
So there's some committee, and these men and women are sitting around a table. Well, we got the new model in. What do you want to call it? The 360? No, everybody uses that name. But they try to give them somewhat distinguished names.
Yeah.
Then no one's going to buy the Super Pooper. It's got to be
the
Madison, the 1812.
Yeah.
Or you go to a paint shop and someone has to name 50 colors of white.
Yeah.
Well, there's a gig. How do you,
that's rough.
I'm going to go walk 4 miles, see if I can think of a new way to call it white.
That gets sadder when you're talking with your friends and you know what color they're referring to when they say, oh, I did top sale. Oh, really?
Oh, that's
I do, too.
Lovely.
I love top sale.
I used one percenter. Really? Is that lighter than gated? Is that lighter than gated community?
Are you ready?
Love the color rain.
This is from the bold look of Kohler.
Oh, yeah.
If you work at Kohler, this is what your commercial might sound like. Today, Josh is at the Santa Rosa Kohler sidekick desk.
How nice is that?
Santa Rosa.
The Santa Rosa is a model of the Kohler.
Look
at the one in the center. That's the one I want. Second row center.
It's very sleek.
Very sleek.
Yeah, where there's you can't
the
see the P-trap.
There's no back.
One? Yeah.
That, yep.
It's what is that one?
This very one's exciting. Called the Veil.
So wall, easy to clean.
Wall hung.
Veil, like Veil Ski Place?
No, not like the ski place, you pretentious.
Like the wedding veil?
V-E-I-L. Okay, like the wedding veil.
Oh, that's who wants to associate weddings with defecation?
Who wants to associate downhill skiing with going to the toilet?
Now we're going fast enough.
They have the Santa Rosa, the Veil, and as we said, the Veil is wall hung.
So you can see why I thought it was the Veil the place, because the first one is a geographical place.
Then the Cimarron.
Oh, the Old West.
Cimarron's a two-piece toilet. They have the classic. It's called the Memoir.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can remember T.S. Eliot when he went sat down. And
yeah.
The yeah, court. Sure.
First he shout out cats.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yes, in the room, the women come and go, deucing on Michelangelo.
They have the Corbell. The Corbelle. Corbell.
I don't get, is that a place? Is
got
that
me,
a
man.
City in France
It's the name
something?
Of a toilet.
Wow.
Well, you know there's a city in France where the ladies wear no or no pants, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I've heard that. Where the naked ladies dance?
Yeah, the naked ladies dance. Yeah, no. The Archer.
It sounds like you've got to have a skill set. To-
Yeah, it does.
Man, look at this one.
Hey, you got a couple in the quiver?
The whole
go sit down on the Archer.
Does the Archer have a bullseye in
that's
there?
That's what I was just thinking.
A bullseye. Bullseye. Did you say bullseye?
I didn't. I said bullseye.
Oh, this is unfortunate. There's a toilet named the Devonshire.
Local joke.
Yeah.
Local joke, Chick McGee once owned a home there. There was a Washington Redskins barbecue grill.
Nope.
That
was
wrong house?
Two.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Three was the one that
correct joke.
Almost killed me. let's see. Yeah, the Numi, NUMI. Comfort height, one-piece toilet with skirted trapway.
And tell them how much that one costs there, Chicky.
$8,000. Starting.
I will take it.
Starting at $8,000.
Yeah, the Veil starts at $4,700, so you're going to have to...
Here's yours, Tom.
That better come with a ski pass.
With a wiper.
I want the epic pass. Yes, and a beautiful ski bunny named Christine.
I help you finish.
They have one from Kohler. It's the Comfort Height two-piece toilet with skirted trapway. It's called the Persuade.
Now, you're like, I like the high one, the really high ones.
My feet really don't touch
high
the
and, high and long bowl.
I like the high ones. You ever go to someone else's house and you go in there, all of a sudden you come out singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Could you possibly get one that is more than 12 inches off the ground?
Hey!
I'm not doing yoga here.
Hey! Some of us are short.
Sorry. The Valiant, the Wellworth,
Is there one on the clearance, like the Rusty El Camino, or something that's like $99.99?
No. No, Reno, there's not.
When is the last year they made the El Camino, by the way?
Man, I don't know, but there was one at auction the other day that I, oh.
They're classics.
They can either look really good or they're really bad.
Right, but when there's they look no really good,
will they ever bring that back?
I don't know.
If you
jacked up El Camino, buy an El Camino, 600 horsepower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will see to it personally. You never live it down. So go ahead.
I didn't buy it.
Go ahead.
Boy, it was cherry red. It was all redone. It was beautiful.
Yeah. It has to be redone.
I'd be the first cherry in your house.
Well, you know what? I have at least one.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
I think you're right.
Maybe two. Yeah. I'm hoping.
She's never been horseback riding. Huh?
Ever got on the bike before?
About a swimming pool and horseback.
There's the Kohler Hymenizer.
And finally in sports.
You did.
Los Angeles. 87, last year of the El Camino. Thank you.
Shut up. Los Angeles Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. You guys know Steve Ballmer?
Yes.
Remember Steve Ballmer? What one word you would describe him as? Excitable.
Very exciting.
Right. He introduced Paul George and Kawhi Leonard at a press conference last night.
Oh, like nobody's ever met them? They've been in the league.
No, they hadn't met each other.
They're now Clippers.
Now they're Los Angeles Clippers.
He's buying his team.
And it sounded a little something like this.
I have these notes, but I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
Yeah, man. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
What?
Woo!
Oh, my God. It's Dean.
Yeah, Howard Dean popped in.
Wow. And then he gives the audience a stern talking to because they're not as excited as he is.
But most of all, I'm pumped.
I hate him.
Hello, me too. It's Clippers to Paul and Kawhi. Come on! Come on! Yeah. Come on!
If you're that excited, why don't you lower the price of the tickets?
Yeah.
Come on, get up! If you're as excited as I am, get up!
Did he become a billionaire working at Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it sounds like. He just
five
loved it.
Four one more. Of those guys. Yeah. Seven more.
He's going to die. He's one of those guys that's going to go, hey, look what I can do, and just leap off an overpass.
Yeah.
I'm pumped up.
He's going to leap over an overpass.
I have his notes, but I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
He's going
to
jump off an overpass.
God, who does he say? It's reminding
sounds a little like living in a van down by the river.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. You're exactly
it sounds
right.
Sounds like
Matt
what?
Foley.
Chris Farley.
The Chris Farley. That's Chris exactly. Character. I couldn't remember what it was.
It's almost identical.
I have these notes, but I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here
today. Yeah, okay,
today.
Save that. Man, save cool. that. We'll get the pretty Chris Farley cool. thing for you. Oh, my God.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to be a writer.
Look what we got here.
Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
I think we got William Shakespeare. He wants to be a writer.
Wow. Back to the toilet naming. I think I've got one, and I'll run this by you, Reno. You see if this would fit. But we were talking about the Michelangelo earlier. I don't know how I didn't think of this. You have to go with the Rodin. Don't you think?
Oh, sure. The Thinker?
The Thinker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. I guess calling one the Thinker, maybe that'd be the way to go. More people probably know the title of the sculpture than the famous sculptor himself.
Or the Picasso and the flushers in the wrong place.
Oh, yeah. There'd be like six of them.
The whole sideways. Yeah. You have to stand on your side and poop through the...
I was at a friend's house. Have you seen the ones I was at a friend's house? They have, you got to make a choice.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the half the button is for low flow.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, it's one's for pee, the other's for poo.
We have that.
How do you know which one's which?
The smaller
one's pee, and the
smaller
one's poo.
Button is just for the
bigger. It's meant to conserve water, but you'd never conserve water when you hit the wrong one first, and then you have to use the other one.
Right.
It's like one and a half flushes now.
We have one in our house, and my wife's like, she goes, the small one's for pee, and the bigger's for poop. And I was like, well, I did both, so I just mashed them at the same time. We haven't had water in a month.
The man is an artist.
Yeah.
The man is an artist.
I can't recall one time when I've done either exclusively. Well, urination probably.
Don't you ever stand time, right? When you go and you stand, you don't do both then, do you? Well, that's going to be awkward.
Whoops. Yes, I did.
Have I ever told you about the guy from India that I saw in the Toronto
airport?
Oh, wait a minute. What happened?
I've never heard that story.
I haven't ever heard that story.
Is that off the air? That was
in the
off
last
the air,
10
right?
minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
You walked into the.
Hey, I have
bathroom,
a poop story.
We're not done with sports.
Oh.
You just made somebody's day listening. No, everybody shut up. Christy's going to talk about pooping.
There's some guy in his basement.
Yeah. Some dude almost ran into a telephone pole.
Tell me about it.
I've got a better idea.
$50,000.
We're talking about
on a guy's chest.
Nope. We're talking about the difficulty of naming things.
Yes.
We've talked about the difficulty of naming paint colors, for example.
Right.
And there are people that specialize in this.
Yeah.
They have to name stuff. We're talking about, we got into the topic of naming actual toilets because there's this new Guinness record attempt to sit on a toilet for the longest time.
Man, I don't know what we're talking about, and I'm sitting right here.
Well, no, you were reading the names of various toilets. They have very unusual names. A lot of them sound serious or patriotic.
Yeah. Right? The Regal, yeah.
The Devonshire.
Yeah, there was another company that made them all, and they all had, it was, you know, like the Patriot. And the
Colonial.
The Colonial. But I was thinking in terms of sort of high art, you know, the Rodin, the famous sculptor of the thinker. You could do the Michelangelo. How about this one where you actually would have the inside of it a work of art, and you'd call it the
chapel. I know where he's going.
Where's he going?
He's going with the Sistine Chapel.
And he's having trouble saying Sistine.
Yeah. Okay. Can't say it. Look at him.
Or you could just go Sistine Chapel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Or the Sistine Chapel.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Yeah. That might be too hard for the salespeople to get.
What is it about that makes you laugh so hard?
Because it's the kind of thing that'll actually happen.
A serial pooper is terrorizing a pool in Macomb County, Michigan. According to a notice posted by Buckingham Recreational Facilities Association, the community pool has been closed as a result. The association's board president said in a statement that they believe the pooping is being done intentionally, quote, due to the frequency of occurrences over the past week.
Wow. That's called an aqua dump.
Attendance.
Hey, aqua dump.
Aqua
dump. Running down his leg.
Pooping on a park bench.
Attendance records, as well as recorded video, are reportedly being reviewed, and local authorities have been informed. They promised the pool will be restored to a safe and sanitary condition.
Oh, man. Hasn't the water in Michigan had enough?
No kidding.
The Flint thing enough? Now you got some jackass pooping in a public pool.
Just crudding it up.
Yep. Probably from the high dive when no one's around.
Oh.
Well, it makes a bigger flop.
That an upper decker, technically?
Yeah. Wouldn't you crap from a high dive if given the opportunity?
No.
I got to tell you, I think I would.
I think I would, too.
Every guy in this room would do that.
Yep. That's a world record we could do.
Did you ever do it from a treehouse?
No.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. No.
From a treehouse.
Time out. That's too specific. You did that. You did that.
Maybe. God, that was funny.
Trapped out of a tree.
That could be one of those Kohler models.
He's our leader.
The world record, maybe. Comedian Jeff Oskey on our staff told me that he was talking to a guy who changes light bulbs at the top of those radio towers. And he said, apparently it takes the guy 4 hours or something to climb up because you have to be so careful.
Right.
And you're constantly rigging yourself to the ladder. And then if you have to go, he said when they're up there, they just go and that they will crap from the top of one of those radio towers.
There's a lot of crap coming from the top of radio towers. Right now, if you change the channel, you can actually hear the sound.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.